Coming up on episode number 1136, it's been 50 years since August 5th, well, almost 50 years, a couple days, it'll be 50 years, and August 5th saw the release in the UK of one of the Beatles' greatest albums, in my opinion, one of the Beatles' best two albums, this and Rubber Soul. I was just telling the chat room a minute ago that I can't decide which one I like better, and I need to maybe listen to both of them back to back, but Revolver and Rubber Soul right up there at the top of my list. And Revolver came out 50 years ago this week, so let's do it. Let's actually do a Revolver cover story. All the songs on Revolver, plus a couple more, covered today on this episode of Coverville. It's all coming up right now, well, like I said, on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday night. It is Wednesday, August 3rd, 2016. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another Cover Story edition. Really, it's an album cover-to-cover edition of Coverville, celebrating both an artist, the Beatles, and an album, Revolver, and the anniversary of the latter. 50 years since Revolver was released, and so many great songs came from this. Just trying to pare down the covers that I have of all the songs from this album in my library is a process, man. There are, I think alone, I've got 50 covers of Eleanor Rigby, Paperback Writer, a lot of covers of that one, Taxman, a lot of covers of that. Why don't we do this? I say this like I haven't already planned to do this, but we're going to do this in exactly the same order as the Beatles' Revolver album, with a break in the middle to flip the record over, and we'll cap it all off with some bonus tracks, and I'll explain that after side two. But starting with side one, track one, side one, and a song that arguably was the first Beatles song to tackle a topical storyline, or a topical topic, a timely topic. How about that? It was written by George Harrison, and it's a protest against the high marginal tax that the Beatles paid, as well as other artists and other high performers, which was almost like 95% of their income at times. So you can understand that would be kind of a pain in the butt. Here is the first song from the album and the first song on today's show. It's Craig Wergeron and the song Taxman.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm a tax man. Yeah, I'm your tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all. 'Cause I'm a tax man. Yeah, I'm your tax man. If you drive a car, I'll tax the street. If you try to sit, I'll tax your seat. If you get too cold, I'll tax the heat. If you take a walk, I'll tax your feet. Ask me what I want it for. If you don't want to pay some more. 'Cause I'm a tax man. Yeah, I'm your tax man. My advice for those who die: declare the pennies on your eye. tax man. Yeah, I'm your tax man. And you're working for no one but me.
Everywhere. She said, I know what it's like to be dead. I know what it is to be sad. And she's making me feel like I've never been born. I said, you put all those things in your head. Things that make me feel that I'm mad. And you're making me feel like I've never been born. She said, you don't understand what I said. I said, no, 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 you're wrong. When I was a boy, everything was right. You know what you know. I know that I'm ready to leave. Cause you're making me feel like I've never been born. She said, if you don't understand what I said, I said, no, 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 you're wrong. When I was a boy, everything was right. Right, I said, even though you know what you know, I know that I'm ready to leave. Cause you're making me feel like I've never been born. She said,
Jerry Chapman and a cover of She Said, She Said. The she in that track, by the way, in the original version, the original Beatles version of the song, refers to Peter Fonda, who during an LSD-fueled hangout with John Lennon and George Harrison described that he knows what it's like to be dead because as a kid he was technically dead for a few seconds and brought that up over LSD, as most of us do, bring it up like that. Jerry Chapman's version right there comes from the album Rumors of My Death, which came out in 2003, appropriately, based on the story I just told. By the way, the original version, because of an argument with Paul McCartney at the time during the recording of Revolver, you don't hear any Paul McCartney on the studio version of She Said, She Said. It's just Ringo, George, and John on that one. Before that, Buddy Miller and the song that Paul McCartney wrote just to kind of give Ringo Starr something to do on the Revolver album, Yellow Submarine, that one from the Let Us In Americana, the Music of Paul McCartney album, came out in 2013, tribute to Paul's music, and a lot of different great artists on there. Belarus, right before that, from the album Mojo Magazine's Revolver Reloaded. It was really tough to pick which song from that CD to include on the show because it's one of those CDs that came along with Mojo Magazine and a lot of great stuff on there. I decided on that Belarus track, their cover of Here, There, and Everywhere, which was the God Only Knows. As a matter of fact, Paul McCartney wrote it in response to the Beach Boys' God Only Knows from Pet Sounds. Is his melodic, harmonious love track. Love You Too, right before that, by Corner Shop, the band that is known for doing, of course, Brimful of Asha, but also does a cover of Norwegian Wood. And so it's only appropriate that they also do a cover of another sitar-laden track, Love You Too. This one comes from a tribute album called Yellow Submarine Resurfaces back in 2012. Suggs, former lead singer of the band Madness, or current, I guess they're doing stuff again, right? But he's a solo artist for a while. He released an album called The Lone Ranger in 1995, and on there included that cover of I'm Only Sleeping. Eleanor Rigby by Cirque with Fresh Body Shop on there as well. That one from a 2011 tribute to the Beatles called Beatles Mania. Not Beatlemania, but Beatles Mania. Add that S when you're doing a search for it. And Craig Wedren, who is the lead singer of the band Shudder to Think, with a solo track there, a cover of Taxman that he released back in 2001. All right, we're going to get back to side two in just a moment. While we're flipping over the album, as we do, we're going to talk about the sponsor for today's episode of Coverville, and that sponsor is Amazon. Amazon has got you covered, and let's talk about Amazon and what one of you bought in the last 7 days on Amazon. It's a computer, man. One of you bought a computer. I love this because it was a great kickback for the show. Somebody bought an HP Chromebook, a 14-inch laptop, using Amazon. Great computer stuff over there at Amazon, whether it's picking up full-on computers or computer parts. You know, behind me I've got a box full of computer parts for a Raspberry Pi arcade machine that I'm in the process of building. You can get that on Amazon. I did. I got that on Amazon. You can get smaller pieces, cables, of course, and adapters and things like that, or batteries for your laptop. All that stuff you can pick up at Amazon. And when you do, I want you to use the Coverville website as your launching point. Go to coverville.com and click on any of the Amazon links that you find on the site, and it'll take you over to Amazon. And anything you add to your cart and purchase from that point on gives Coverville a little bit of a kickback. It helps out the show in more ways than you probably even know. It's so, so helpful. And check it out today. Coverville.com. Boom. Find the Amazon link and then go over to Amazon. And you too, your choices, your purchase might become the Amazon purchase of the week. It's just one of the many ways this shows you that Amazon has got you covered. All right. Side two. We got the LP flipped over and cleaned the vinyl with my disc washer. That disc washer cloth thing, because you got to make sure the album is dust free and lint free so you get a nice clean sound off of your vinyl. First track on side two, Good Day Sunshine. Fun beginning to the album. Kind of like spring, you know, first day of spring. Here is a really cool soulful version of the song. There have actually been a couple of these versions. As a matter of fact, the second one, which was by Jimmy James and the Vagabonds, actually is more of a cover of this version than it is of the original Beatles version. This version is Roy Redmond. You'll find it on a tribute that came out called Glass Onion, Songs of the Beatles, but it was originally released way back in 1967, just a year after the original release. Here is Roy Redmond and Good Day Sunshine. I feel good.
you've got everything you want, and your bird can sing, but you don't get me. You don't get me.
Take a drink from don't take money just to see yourself. Dr. Robert, Dr. Robert, you're a new and better man. He helps you to understand. He does everything he can. Dr. Robert, well,
it's only me, it's not my mind that is confusing things. I want to tell you I feel hung up and don't know why. I don't mind, I could wait forever, I've got time.
Gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I told you.
find yourself hearing a little bit of a Talking Heads song in a Daniel Dax cover. That is Tomorrow Never Knows, a cover of the final song released on the Revolver album by the Beatles way back in 1966. That version right there, though, Daniel Dax, talk about underappreciated, such an amazing artist in the 90s. Go back and find her Blast the Human Flower album, her Dark Adapted Eye album. It is such great transcendental stuff. So good. Daniel Dax and a cover of Tomorrow Never Knows from Blast the Human Flower from 1990. Before that, Earth, Wind, and Fire and a cover of Got to Get You Into My Life, a song that, you know, they really originally kind of planned to have that Motown sound, that brass instrumentation when they wrote the song. When the Beatles wrote the song, let me clarify. That version came out back in 1978, but you can find it on a collection called We Can Work It Out with a bunch of other kind of Motown soul R&B covers of the Beatles. Doug Kilishek right before that from a 6-song EP, I Want to Tell You, which came out a few years ago. Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles from last year's 50th anniversary tribute, last year's improperly named 50th anniversary tribute to Revolver called Tomorrow Never Knows. Even the UK release was 1966. So maybe they were just trying to get ahead of the game, just get a jump on it, be the first 50th anniversary tribute. That is Dr. Robert by Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles. Rick Springfield right before that. Yeah, the guy who wants Jesse's Girl, doing a cover of For No One, a song that McCartney wrote about his breakup with Jane. Was it Jane Asher? I believe it was Jane Asher. It was kind of like a heartbreak song right there. You'll find the Rick Springfield version on The Day After Yesterday, which came out in 2005, an all-cover album by Rick Springfield. It's really, really good. Matthew Sweet, Susanna Hoffs before that from the first volume of their Under the Covers series, which came out back in 2006, a cover of And Your Bird Can Sing, which I always assumed was like a dig at Yoko Ono, like it was a Paul McCartney track that he wrote, you know, oh, you're great, you've got whatever you want, and your girlfriend can sing. But no, it was actually written about Frank Sinatra, who they had heard on the radio or in an interview or something as the man who can have anything he wants. And that was the impetus for that song. Good Day Sunshine started off that with a great, great soulful version by Roy Redmond. That one you'll find on that collection called Glass Onion Songs of the Beatles. But we're not done. We are not done because along with Revolver, the Beatles released a single, a song that was not featured on Revolver, but was released around the same time and wasn't released on any of their regular studio albums. That song is Paperback Writer, and it had a B-side too. We're going to hear both of those, covers of the A-side and the B-side to the Paperback Writer single. This one's great, and it was the, you know, listening to all the different versions of Paperback Writer that I had in my library, for some reason, this is the version that just stuck out as the one I had to play. It is the bearded bard Kris Kristofferson from the tribute to the Beatles called Come Together, America Salutes the Beatles, came out in 1995. Here's Kris Kristofferson and Paperback Writer.
Paperback writer. It's a
The same year that Revolver was released, that is Petula Clark and her cover of Rain. You'll find that included on a compilation called All You Need Is Covers, the Songs of the Beatles. Really, really cool version of Rain by Petula Clark. Before that, Kris Kristofferson, you know, the guy with Bobby McGee. He's doing that cover there of Paperback Writer for the Come Together America Salutes the Beatles album from 1995. And that is your A-side and B-side to the Paperback Writer single. And that's it. That's going to do it for today's episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed being here as much as I enjoyed having you here listening to this wackiness. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also, I'm sorry, that's not the email, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also call the request line. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Of course, you can visit coverville.com for everything else. Become a Coverville citizen by going there and either joining Patreon or a member, whichever one is easiest for you, annual or monthly subscription prices, donations. That's what it is, donations. Of course, you can listen to archives of the show, all sorts of great stuff right there at coverville.com. We'll be back next week with a tribute to Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie and the Postal Service, covers of and by both of those artists, as well as some solo stuff from Ben. All that and more coming up next week. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. By the way, forgot to thank you Coverville listeners that messaged me on Twitter and Facebook to wish me a happy birthday yesterday. Thank you guys. You guys are all so awesome. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. So thank you for that. Let's just continue on. If Coverville is part of the Frog Pants Studios. Oh, no, no. It's We Do the Backbeat Media. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Now I can tell you Coverville's part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com or in your podcasts. So good, you've got to get them into your life.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.